Theoretical recap. A while loop repeats a block of code as long as a given condition remains true. Unlike a for loop, which iterates over a known sequence, a while loop is ideal when you do not know in advance how many iterations are needed, or when the stopping condition depends on a value that changes dynamically during execution. The basic mental model. Before each iteration, Python evaluates the condition. If it is true, the block executes. If it is false, the loop stops immediately. The critical point is that something inside the loop must eventually make the condition false, otherwise, you get an infinite loop, which is one of the most common beginner mistakes. Example: Python. Port equals 1024. While port greater than 0. Print port. Port equals 1. Here, port decreases by 1 at each iteration. When port reaches 0, the condition port greater than 0 becomes false and the loop exits. Notice, port 0 itself is never printed. The loop stops before reaching it. Always ask yourself, what is my initial value? What is my condition? And what changes the variable inside the loop? A common mistake is forgetting to update the variable inside the loop body, or using the wrong comparison operator, for example, equals versus comma, which changes whether the boundary value is included or excluded. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will write a Python script that uses a while loop to count down through port numbers, starting from a port defined by the user, and stopping when port 0 is reached, without including it. This exercise simulates a simplified port scanning countdown logic, a foundational building block in network security automation tools like custom scanners. You are expected to apply your understanding of while loops, variable mutation, user input with type conversion, and conditional awareness. The goal is not just to make the code work, but to make deliberate choices about loop boundaries and to handle edge cases properly. Step-by-step instructions. Start by creating a new Python file named while_port_countdown.py. Your script must ask the user to enter a starting port number. Remember that input always returns a string. You will need to convert it to an integer before using it in arithmetic or comparison operations. Once you have the starting port as an integer, implement a while loop that displays each port number from the starting value down to, but not including, port 0. Each port number should be printed on its own line. Think carefully about your loop condition. Should it be port greater than 0 or port greater than equals 0? The answer matters, and you should be able to justify your choice. Next, add a validation step before the loop. If the user enters a value that is already 0 or negative, your script should display a clear warning message, for example, invalid port, please enter a port number greater than 0, and exit without running the loop. Use what you already know about if/else conditions to handle this case. As a bonus challenge, which is strongly encouraged, add a counter variable that tracks how many ports were displayed, and print the total count at the end of the execution, for example, total ports scanned, 1024. This reinforces the habit of collecting metrics during automated security operations. Finally, test your script with at least 3 different inputs, a standard value like 1024, a boundary value like 1, and an invalid value like -5 or 0. Observe and note the behavior for each case. Make sure your script behaves correctly and predictably for all of them. Advice to overcome difficulties. If your loop runs forever, infinite loop, press Ctrl+C in your terminal to stop it, then review your loop condition and check whether your variable is actually being decremented inside the loop body. If your output includes port 0, reread your loop condition. The boundary behavior of versus equals is the likely culprit. If the type conversion from input causes a crash, make sure you are calling in on the result. At this stage, you do not need to handle non-numeric input. That will come later with exception handling, so you can assume the user enters a valid integer. You have up to 2 hours to complete this workshop. Work through it step by step, test frequently, and do not hesitate to consult your previous course materials on loops, conditions, variables, and type conversions. You are free to use any online Python documentation or resources. You may work alone or seek help, but make sure the final code is your own and that you can explain every line. Submit your completed while_port_countdown.py file before the deadline expires.